Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Today was quite a day in NFL free agency, considering that, you know, nothing can be official until Wednesday, and it's always kind of surprising to me. You know, there was, you know, the tampering period ended when the open negotiating period began, but what we saw with the immediacy of some of the agreements, there was some big time tampering going on, and hats off to the NFL for continuing to just, you know, take a rule and then just bend it every way possible. And I mean, it was just mayhem, I think, during the tampering period, this is a redundancy, but I'll say it, the illegal tampering period.
Thank you.
So what do you think of the Hargrave signing was huge. I mean, that defensive line is, I mean, if they get anything out of the end position opposite Bosa, it's already a monstrous defensive line, but if they get anything out of that guy, and it should be easy enough for him with those three guys out there. That thing's going to be a destructive force next year. I mean, what did you think about the Hargrave signing?
Yeah, I was shocked, to be honest with you, because, I mean, they have so much money tied in. I mean, they've had these players who are, you know, the absolute tops of their positions at so many spots. And when you look at, you know, what they're going to have to sign Bosa to, you know, you had Armstead, who, you know, had a difficult time staying healthy last year. But, you know, you have Fred Warner and Charvarius Ward, and then Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel and George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey. And I'm probably missing a few. And so for them, I mean, I thought this offseason was going to be more about kind of treading water and, you know, hoping that the quarterback situation kind of figures itself out, and one guy can play well and stay healthy. And so for them to get a guy like Javon Hargrave is an incredible acquisition. And, you know, I kind of, you know, you look at it, and yes, you mentioned forget the word you just used to describe the defensive line, but when you think about it, it really only is Nick Bosa. You know, it's Nick Bosa, it's Eric Armstead, and then you have basically a bunch of, you know, average to slightly above average players. But what they do is they just have so many of them, and so they're always staying fresh. They're, you know, you get guys coming in playing three snaps at 100 miles an hour, they get off, and then another, you know, group comes in. But, you know, Bosa is so much better than everybody else on that defensive line, and now you have a guy who, you know, certainly is not Bosa's equal, and he plays a different spot. He plays defensive tackle, but he is a really good player, and a guy that, I mean, I just immediately thought, you know, I knew he was a free agent, but I just thought, oh, the 49ers won't be able to resign, or the 49ers won't be able to sign him because it's going to cost a lot of money. Well, it did cost a lot of money, and they did sign him. So, yeah, I was surprised they were able to pull that one off.
Talking to Matt Maiocco on the UMA guest line. Most anticlimactic way for Jimmy to exit after all that?
Oh, what happened? Did he?
He signs a deal. Signs a deal with the Raiders. It sounds like he's agreed to terms with the Raiders.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just like, oh man, it's all over. Just like, it's like you left the middle of the night.
It is over. I mean, I was expecting a few more, you know, days without trading Jimmy. A few more drawings. I was expecting trumpets blaring. I was expecting, you know, people to be throwing rose petals at his feet.
I would have liked some preparation. That's all. Yeah, I would have liked a little.
Yeah,
little...
yeah. Three years of
like to pave some runway
yourself. Right, yeah. 3 years of bracing yourself just wasn't enough. Yeah, I mean, I think I'm a little bit surprised too that I knew he'd get a good contract. I knew he'd get a starting opportunity. I mean, he would have gotten one last year, no question about it. if he hadn't had that offseason surgery. But maybe I'm a little bit surprised that it was as nice of a contract as it appears to be. So it's funny, you know, the stuff you hear. When I was at the Super Bowl, I was talking to someone who
did we lose him? Did we lose Matt?
He's into the void.
And he's gone. Matt, are you back? Do we have you? No, not yet. I think we got him back now. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, we got you.
Okay. Right. Well, anyway, I was talking to someone at the Super Bowl who, you know, knows his stuff. And I was asking him, like, hey, where do you think Jimmy's going to end up? And we were talking, you know, he kicked a few names around, a few teams around. And I said, well, what about the Raiders? And this person shot back, yeah, I don't think so. Josh McDaniel, Josh McDaniel's not a big Jimmy Garoppolo fan. And so I thought, huh, okay, I didn't know that. But, I mean, whenever you play for a guy, it works one of both ways. You either play for a guy and the guy likes you, or you play for a guy and the guy's like, eh, don't ever have to coach him again. So there was this perception that Josh McDaniels wasn't a big fan of Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, I think that was proven incorrect today, because, you know, and what this person said too was that it felt like the Raiders were maybe high enough on Jarrett Stidham, or at least felt like there wasn't that much of a difference between Jarrett Stidham and Jimmy Garoppolo. Well, clearly that was not right, because Stidham did not sign a huge deal with, and gosh, where did he go? Did he go to the Broncos?
Broncos is where he went. Right?
Yeah. So, you know, Stidham didn't sign a huge deal, and he's going there as a backup. And Jimmy Garoppolo comes to the Raiders, and I think the Raiders are still in play for a quarterback at number 7. You know, that doesn't mean that Garoppolo is going to be there for 3 years. In fact, I mean, probably the odds are that he won't, especially if they take a quarterback in the first round of this draft. But yeah, a little bit anticlimactic, and too bad that you know, they won't be able to, 49ers won't be able to put together a really well done tribute video, because the Raiders do not come to Levi Stadium for what, 4 seasons.
Well, you know what? That's what happens when you solicit Bill from Produce's NFL opinions.
Very true. But Bill from Produce, I tell you, he's usually pretty good.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Well, obviously he knows his carrots more than he knows his NFL quarterbacks.
That guy's a peach, I'll tell you.
Okay, here's what I want to know. How do the Niners, in the next few years, let's say 4 or 5 years, keep from becoming the Rams in that they're going to have to start dismantling things? Are they set up in a way that that will not happen to them? Did the Rams put it together so quickly just to win that Super Bowl in L.A.? Like, try to get this thing up and try to get it going as quickly as possible. And now they're paying the price, and the 49ers won't have to pay that price down the road somewhere. How do they avoid having to do that?
Well, I don't think that they've structured these deals in ways that will just absolutely crush them. I think that, you know, you have Matthew Stafford, I believe, don't they owe him like, it's like a crazy amount, like 55
million? Michael Lombardi said. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that's coming up in this week. So I don't think there's any any like huge balloon payments that the 49ers had in. And so that's one way. And I think the other way is, and typically what happens is those contracts are due to quarterbacks. Those are the players that get those kinds of contracts. And it's typically you're enticing a quarterback to come to you. So right now the 49ers have this, they have this advantage of having two quarterbacks under rookie contracts. And so really there's not a whole lot of pain that goes along with having Trey Lance under contract for two more years, Brock Purdy for three more years. So that enables them to go out and do something. You know, go out and re-sign Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel and bring in Javon Hargrave and so on and so forth. So in 2 years, by the time it gets to the point where they're going to have to make a decision on Brock Purdy or Trey Lance, and who knows, you know, maybe they'll sign one of those to a big contract, maybe they'll sign neither. But by that time, you're probably going to have some attrition at those other spots. Maybe I don't know how much longer Trent Williams is going to be playing football, but you know, there's a chance that, you know, they're going to have to make, they're going to have to kind of cover their butts at some other positions. But I think that the key is just, you know, what the Rams did was they just geared up and went for it. And, you know, we can debate whether it was right or wrong. I think we probably would decide that it was right because they won a Super Bowl. Yep. The downside is, you know, people have such short memories. And if your idea is to sell tickets, I hope they sold a lot of them for that Super Bowl run, because there aren't too many people walking up to the ticket booth now. And the ones who are, on days that 49ers play down there, they're wearing red, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
So but they do have that Super Bowl. Now the 49ers, you know, what Jed York has always said is that their goal is to remain competitive and be pushing for a championship every year. Well, you know, they did go out and get Christian McCaffrey. You know, they kind of went, I wouldn't say they went all in for last year, because Christian McCaffrey's still on the team, you know, and so many of those guys that the Rams went out to get, those guys aren't around. You know, Von Miller's no longer around, and, you know, Jalen Ramsey no longer around. And, you know, how much longer is Aaron Donald going to play? And, you know, how much longer is Matthew Stafford going to play? So it was basically win a Super Bowl, which there's no guarantee the Rams were going to win the Super Bowl last year or the 2021 season, but they did. Man, if they hadn't, that would have been a really tough pill to swallow, but they did. And so it's hard to argue with that, except for the further you get out from that Super Bowl and the more bad years that follow that, you know, you can go second guess after that. But I think the 49ers, under the direction that salary cap maneuverings of Parag Marate, you know, they learned a lot from that salary cap hell of the early 2000s. And so their idea was to remain, you know, cap solvent year round and not get into those positions where they have to just tear it down after a period of time and then rebuild.
I miss salary cap hell.
Yeah.
Those are good days.
Yeah, I do. I really miss being able to reference that once a month. Just to say salary cap hell.
Well, you know, there's salary fun, cap hell. Yeah, it's fun.
It was just fun. Purgatory.
Yeah.
What we should do is every month or so, when I join you guys, we should just take a trip down memory lane.
Let's do that. Let's take a trip down memory lane when Terry Donahue GM the team from L.A. Let's take a trip down memory lane.
Who's in hell now, Matt? Are the Rams in hell?
Oh, geez. Hey, a little too soon, I think.
I think he meant the Rams.
I meant the Rams. I didn't mean Terry Donahue. Jesus. Matt, come on, man. I'm not that dark. Matt going dark on us. Yeah, let's flip it on Matt. That's good.
Wow, okay. Well, we had a miscommunication.
Miscommunication. Who's in salary cap hell now? Are the Rams in that much trouble now?
Oh, absolutely.
I know the Saints are always in hell.
Yeah. Here's how you can tell. Whenever you trade a player like Jalen Ramsey for like a third round draft pick, And whenever it gets to the point where you're trading away or getting rid of the really good football players and you don't care what you get in return because you just need to get that money off your books, that to me is that is darn near the definition of salary cap hell.
Question for you before I let you go, Matt, about the Sam Darnold signing. I was asking Tom this before, and initially I see it, and I'm like, okay, cool, yeah, nice Nate Sudfeld-like thing. I think he's got more upside than that. I think he's potentially a better quarterback than Sudfeld. I think he could potentially still be a starter depending on which system he finds himself in. Do you think this is strictly or purely an insurance move here, or do you think there's a chance he could compete for a starting job out of camp?
I don't see that. In fact, the way I see it is he's the number three guy. Okay. He's the number three option. And the first one being, you know, through this offseason, Trey Lance is going to be the guy, assuming there's no setbacks. He gets on the field after the offseason program begins. They'll be getting Trey Lance ready to play football in early September, you know, to get him ready. I believe the first Sunday of the NFL season is September 10th. So the idea is to do everything they possibly can to get Trey Lance ready. And then if Brock Purdy is back at the beginning of September, now all of a sudden in the scenario that I think right now the 49ers are, you know, this is an insurance policy. Brock Purdy, if Brock Purdy's healthy and if Trey Lance is healthy, I don't see any other quarterbacks in the mix for either one of the first two jobs on that depth chart. And then it becomes, you know, what does Darnold bring to the table? Do they keep him as a third man on the 53-man roster? Do they put him on the practice squad, which, of course, would mean they'd have to cut him, and then any other team can swoop in and get him? Do they just put him on the practice squad? So I see it as right now, and we know how quickly things can change at the quarterback position, Exhibit A being last year. I don't see a scenario where Sam Darnold gets on the field in 2023 unless there are catastrophic issues with the 49ers again at the quarterback position.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
You heading to Albany?
I am, yes.
Doesn't your daughter go to school back there somewhere?
She is at University of New Hampshire, which is about 2.5 hours away.
Ooh.
Here's what kind of great dad I am, though. My daughter's here now, and then I'm going back there.
Jerry, get out.
Yeah, you can't make that stuff up.
I thought maybe that'd be the ultimate trip. You could go back there for the basketball and get to see your daughter.
Yeah. I'm going to parenting hell for that one.
Oh man,
it's not as bad as salary cap hell, I'm told.
No, true.
Yeah.
Here, in my defense, I did go back to New Hampshire and mix in during the. I was back there. Well, I wasn't quite back there, but on the trip to the combine, I thought, I'm going to be in Indianapolis. Might as well just go to Boston and zip up to New Hampshire for
a few
days.
Might as well go up to
while I'm in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You're traveling to Albany. I mean, I know you love your Gales. What do you think about VCU? That should be talk about contrasting styles, but then again, just about every game St. Mary's plays is talk about contrasting styles, but This is going to be a really, really interesting game.
Yeah, if they can handle the press and the pressure that BCU is going to come at them with, then they should be okay. But I know that is a very trendy, or I should say, a very popular pick.
Yes.
Of a 12 versus 5 upset. So the thing that I didn't realize, I guess I did realize at the time, but VCU is pretty good, and they won a lot of games, but they would not have even made the tournament had they lost to Dayton in the A-10 final. And, and you look at them, and, yes, they are a very good team, but they haven't played a great schedule. I think they only have one quad one game period. And so, St. Mary's, I think what really benefited them was Randy's really amped up the scheduling in the non-conference. And then, of course, it helps if you get, like some quad one games against Gonzaga, three of them. And then if you're able to win one, that's a pretty big feather in your cap.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to watching them play because, it's going to be probably low scoring. VCU likes to press and get out and try to turn you over. How does Mahaney and Logan Johnson handle that? I think Logan Johnson's going to be real key in this one because he's a veteran.
Yeah.
He's seen this before. He's been a part. He was at Cincinnati when they used to like to press. Mm-hmm. So he should be familiar with that and I think be veteran enough to hopefully handle that. Mahaney's still a freshman, so I'm wondering how he's going to handle his first ever NCAA tournament. But I think if they handle the press, I like their chances because they're really good defensively and they're big. And I think some of their size may cause VCU problems because they're not like that team in 2011 would shoot threes from all over the place. This is not a great shooting team, although they shot good during the tournament. So I think it's going to be it's the type of matchups you hope to get during the tournament, two different styles. So have a fun trip, man. That's awesome. You're going to go back there and stay in for the whole weekend, I assume.
Well, I have a feeling that, I'm not sure exactly how it works, but I think when the team's eliminated, the NC2A revs up the engines and you get out of town pretty much immediately.
You can't stay for the games. Like you can't stay for VCU Iona or VCU UConn.
I'm with the team, so I don't have a say in the matter.
Are you you're embedded?
I am theoretically embedded. Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Look at you. I knew you. I knew you were deep in the program. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
God dang. You be careful, Randy. Look, Randy's gonna get a gold. Matt's gonna get a gold plate out there. This dude's given hundreds of thousands of dollars to that program. That's impressive. Well done.
Yeah, yeah, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and that puts me in salary cap hell, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. This is like almost famous. This is crazy. Yeah, both St. Mary's.
That's why Matt's drinking Bud Light now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No,
well,
if
have
that
fun.
Ever happened, just
that. That sounds like a hell of
put me out of my misery.
Yeah, that sounds like a hell of a trip, though. That's a lot of fun, and like last year, make sure you take a couple of pictures, and hopefully there'll be more people there than the WAC tournament you went to.
Oh wow, yeah, that was kind of bleak.
that was sad.
We're breaking down your meal. We're like, look at him; he's got that extra little cheese cup or something, whatever you had there on your plate, Matt. We were
quick story. I went to the WAC tournament, as you guys know, and I was like, trying to find tickets. I got into the Pac-12 tournament for like $5 on the first day that I got there. And so I thought, oh, it'll be the same thing. I'm going to shoot for $2 for the WAC tournament. And I couldn't find any tickets on the secondhand market. So the tickets were $40. And I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm paying $40 to watch Cal Baptist against Abilene Christian. And so I was just kind of milling around outside the ticket booth. And I saw somebody, I think it was like the comp ticket table. And I was like, hey, Cal Baptist, hey, I'm a big fan. And, this is that part of your program. And I go, hey, where are the tickets for sale? And they're like, oh, they're right over there. I was like, I was kind of hoping I could kind of get in and, root on the Lancers. And the guy said, well, you know what? I probably shouldn't do this, but it looks like a lot of our ticket people aren't going to show up. So here, just have a ticket. And then he gave me a card that said, you know, with this card, you can get down behind the Cal Baptist bench. And I thought, oh, that's cool. And so I walk in there, and there were like 12 people behind the Cal Baptist bench. Like, I really needed that card as, like, you know, street cred. So I'm like, oh, no, I'm one of you. I get down here. Yeah, so.
That's awesome.
Good, clean fun.
Nice touch you threw in the Lancers there. Yeah. That probably got, oh, he knows what he's talking
Lancer
about.
Lancer ball, bro.
Yeah. Well done.
Absolutely.
Well All done. Right, Matt. We'll talk to you next week, dude.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, Matt. Matt. Enjoy the trip.
Oh, man. Matt, dude, he's the best.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.